Time once again for another installment of 90.5 WESA's Social Club, your weekly guide to what's happening in the Pittsburgh area as you make your plans for the next 72 hours. Plenty of opportunities to put food and beverages into you and put yourself into places where interesting and fun things are happening. And lots of fun things are happening around the city this weekend, the weekend of June 13, 2014. Rachel Carlson works for Yelp, and Pittsburgh is her beat. In fact, she is one of the foremost authorities on fun events and activities in the Steel City on any given weekend. My name is Josh Rollerson. I am merely a humble local morning host on public radio, which is to say, I don't get out much. Here's my thing. My dirty secret is that, like, this is ostensibly about nightlife and fun things that happen, like, typically after dark, right? Very often. I'm not a nighttime person, and it's not by choice. I have to go to bed at like 8 o'clock in order to get up and do this thing in the morning. And then by the time Friday rolls around, I'm kind of shot. You know, it takes a good 24 hours to recover. So on a good weekend with plenty of rest and a babysitter, I can maybe get out and do like a thing on Saturday night. That's on a good week. But you're out there doing this every night of the week and every day, right?
I've got a lot going on. But you know what, Josh? That's why my broadcasting career did not lead me to a morning show segment.
But that's why you're here.
Yeah.
Because I cannot cover this beat, but you're there.
I've got to be
there.
You
live there.
Yeah, I've got to be there. Maybe you can just make a promise that you will try to hang on for one late night.
I think that's reasonable. I can commit to that. I can do better. It's just a matter of planning ahead and having the finances.
And the coffee.
Definitely. Well, you know, whatever stimulants you need to get through it. Strategic napping helps.
Mm-hmm. But, maybe a shady five-hour energy, I think.
You know,
in
a pinch,
it
works. It's not ideal, but...
Yeah.
All right. Well, what other intoxicants are on the menu for this weekend, Rachel?
So the big one that everyone should know about is Pittsburgh Pride, which is kicking off this weekend with a ton of different events. So it's all throughout the day and night. So you can hit up anything during the day or night, and there's going to be something going on downtown. So it's a really fun event. It's definitely a great people watching event.
I can imagine, yeah.
That's like an event in itself with some of these things. Like, the people watching with these festivals is incredible.
Okay, so a big year in Pennsylvania for gay rights and marriage equality. And, like, I can only imagine that it's going to – like, the mood out there is going to be extra festive, right? There's going to be a particular reason for LGBT people to celebrate.
People are going to get married right on the street.
Yeah, right. There's going to be this group wedding with the mayor officiating and everything.
And Chaka Khan. I just Chaka like Khan. Saying that name. And Chaka Khan. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So she's performing.
So you can see her. There's also a country music sensation, Steve Grand, which I am not a country fan, so I'm not familiar, but apparently he's a sensation.
Is country and Western music well represented on the Pride scene?
It says gay sensation, gay country sensation. So I guess
as long as it's a gay
sensation,
he's repping. I guess that's it. All right.
So you can go with that or Chaka Khan. So you have the music spectrum, or you can just hang out in the street. They have performances all day and different activities and booths and food and face painting and fun. And I saw people with cat strollers, which it's a whole other conversation, but it was amazing that there was a double-decker cat stroller.
Is this like going to be a theme now? Because you were talking about like a mutt strut recently.
I know. Well, I mean, everyone loves pets, so
a cat stroller is a thing. Like, that is a special product for
there is absolutely
Americans.
A special product for that. And I would say
you're
that
you're Googling it right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm Googling. Well, I already have, so it doesn't matter. It does not matter. No, I was just thinking that the pets and booze and beer are our thing, so why not just roll with that?
Okay.
So the other thing that's going on, and this is kind of a big thing that started recently, is the Allegheny Libation Trail Brew Tour,
right,
which is with a bunch of different collaborators, which I'm saying that right.
Sure.
Getting that right. Collaborations between Penn Brewery and also Arsenal and a bunch of other different breweries. And it's pretty much a trail of libations, what you're thinking. Tickets are $44 and you can walk the trail, you can get some libations, learn some history, and I mean, we pretty much have a splendid day.
This is on like an actual trail?
So if you want to go through the trail, it's actually going to go along the Allegheny River, so hence the Allegheny Libations Trail.
Nice.
And then it is going to go up through the Northside Strip District, Lawrenceville, and including Millvale, which, like we said last time, there's a bunch of different breweries down there too. So it's a really cool trail of beer.
Right, so unlike on the North Shore Riverwalk Trail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it'll be a fun time. And $44, I think, for hitting up all those spots.
That's reasonable. And how many brewers are there?
It depends, but I believe there are three on this one, three or four. So you can hit them all up and have a good time walking the trail.
Very cool.
Get a workout.
So you hike the trail, right? You enjoy libations along the way. And then if you've got any energy left and you're still standing, what's next?
And then Wiggle Whiskey is doing this 92 neighborhood series. And so they're picking different neighborhoods to feature. I went to the first one. It was the Hill District, I believe. East Liberty. And then they did the Hill District. And now they're doing Lawrenceville. And they bring in a speaker from the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about the history of the neighborhood, and then they have someone that is they have Kevin Sousa for East Liberty, and he talked about, you know, making an impact in East Liberty and why he chose to have his restaurants there, et cetera. So it was really interesting hearing from someone. And then they had the representative for the neighborhood there who was talking about the initiatives. So it's just really cool because Pittsburgh has so much pride in their neighborhoods that I think this is a really cool concept.
Definitely. With whiskey.
With whiskey. So yeah, absolutely.
And they have to improve it.
They have really great cocktails.
Yeah. By the way, how was the barrel roll? Did you roll the barrel?
Oh my gosh.
Are you okay?
It was awesome. Yeah. I did wear a skirt, which probably wasn't the best option, but I knew that going in. But it was amazing. We got to go on the party peddler and pedal over. And then we pedaled over the 16th Street Bridge going maybe 5 miles an hour. I think the people behind us were probably angry in the cars. But it was an awesome time. And the event was great. And the cocktails were lovely. And the barbecue was wonderful. And the Barrel House is awesome.
Nice. All right.
So open
are they
to
doing
the public.
It again next year maybe, do you think?
I think they're going to be doing a ton of events.
So something. You'll give us a heads up in any case.
I will absolutely give you a heads up. So the next one that I want to talk about, and this is something that happens semi-regularly, but I think it's really cool, is the Pirates at PNC Park does a beer passport program. And it's where you can buy a discounted ticket to the game, and then you get a pre-game beer sampling.
We get a pre-beer beer.
Pre-beer beer.
And
a post-beer beer. Yeah.
And then you get an aperitif.
That'd be awesome. Right. I like that word. So it's a pre-game beer of local craft beers in the Pittsburgh area in the Club 3000. Sounds very futuristic. And they just do a 90-minute event when gates open, and you get to taste some beers, and then you get a food credit, so you can get all the nachos you want plus beer. But I think it's a really cool program because it's something that isn't necessarily just a Miller Lite and nachos sitting down at the game. It's a cool addition to experiencing the Pirates.
Yeah, I've heard this too, and maybe it was you that was telling me that ballparks are – there's a kind of a move toward sort of upping the beer options. And
is there? No, it wasn't.
Beer options at baseball games.
No, it was funny because – I feel, and with this beer passport thing, I think it's awesome. They have Rivertown on tap, I believe, at PNC Park, but I don't think the beer options have been that great. So when I go there, I'm always on the hunt for Yingling because that's my pick out of
too hard to find.
It is, though.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't want Miller Lite. I don't want Bud Light. And those are the ones that are always around. And I feel like the Yingling dudes are the hard ones to track down. And so whenever I see one, I'm like, oh gosh, Yingling, I gotta get it.
All right.
Yeah, so you can do this beer passport.
Sought after rare artisanal craft
brew. Yingling. So you can do the beer passport thing. And the next one, they do it scheduled, but the next one is June 12th. So you can get all the beer, all the libations, and all the pride you want this weekend, pretty much.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Rachel, thanks again.
No problem.
And that's our podcast for this week. Again, this is the weekend of June 13th, 2014. If you're listening to us after that date has already passed, so sorry you've missed all the fun, but there will be more on the way. Join us next week and make your plans for the coming weekend and continue to do so. In fact, if you've got some ideas that you'd like to pass along to us, maybe you're organizing an event, maybe you just discovered a new restaurant or a place to hang out that you want our listeners to know about, please, by all means, get in touch. We call it Social Club, and the idea is that we'll, you know, interact with you and get your ideas and hear from you as well. So to that end, consider following us on Twitter. Of course, WESA is at 905WESA. You can follow me at WESA Josh. I'd love to get your tweets there. Rachel Carlson from Yelp is at Yelp Pittsburgh. And you can also find more on our website, WESA.FM, and of course at Yelp.com. Theme music for Social Club provided by Josh Mobley for Select Tracks Music. Thanks to Josh and Select Tracks. You can follow Josh Mobley at Josh Mobley Music on Twitter. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk to you next week.